First, want to start off by saying that this obviously this situation is very, very tragic situation. We had a loss of life during this event, and as everyone is aware, a number of the people that respond to this are rural first responders and are familiar with the individuals that are involved in the situation. So I would ask that everyone respects that as we talk through this morning. I want to thank the Enderlin Fire Department. We've got Chief John Anderson here with me this morning and his crew for their response to this situation. The North Dakota Highway Patrol, Red River Valley UAS team, the Lisbon Ambulance Service, the Castleton Ambulance Service, and the Alice Fire Department. All of those agencies responded last night under a difficult situation. The storm was still active when they responded, and it was very dangerous. And to come across the scene on people that they are familiar with is a difficult situation, especially when we have loss of life. So again, I would just ask that we all respect that this morning as we talk about this. Around 11:40 p.m. last evening, as the storm rolled through this area, we had Cass County deputies stationed out in the western part of Cass County here. And they were dispatched to a residence just to the east of our location, where a roof had been removed from the residence from the wind gusts that were happening from the weather event. Our deputies were dispatched to that location to check on those individuals. And when they arrived on the scene there and speaking with those residents, they shortly learned that another residence just to the east of them had sustained major damage and that the individuals there were deceased. So the Enderlin Fire Department and our office responded over to that area to check to see if there was any possibility of that they could implement life-saving measures. And when they got over there, learned that those individuals or confirmed that they were deceased. While on scene there, and based on the track that it appeared that the storm had taken to the north, Enderlin Fire then left that residence and went to the north of that residence to check on people that lived to the north. And when they went north, they discovered another individual that was deceased. So we have a total of three individuals that have been deceased from the storm, two males and one female, all adult victims. And so at this point, I would just open it up for any questions in reference to the scene.
I understand a storm chaser may have found the first two victims. Can you elaborate on that?
There were storm chasers out here in the area, and they did alert us to the second residence.
Where the one individual was found?
Where the two individuals were found.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
How did they alert you? Did they see the house get hit by the tornado, or?
Well, obviously they were out here because of the tornadic activity that was occurring, right? Because that's what they were investigating or reporting on. And so they were in the immediate area. And so when the report came out of the roof missing from the one residence, they were very near to that specific location. And checking on that one and then checking also to the east is when they learned that those two individuals were deceased.
Do you have any other reports of people being trapped overnight in their homes or anything like that in need of rescue across the county?
So with the assistance of Enderlin Fire, we did do a grid search of this area because obviously as you look around, there's a lot of damage. A lot of residences were affected from the storm. You can see that from just driving around the area. And so with their help, we conducted a grid search this morning of the area where we believe the storm path or tracked through. And we did not come across any other major injuries.
How far of a path do you think the tornado cut? Just an eyeball guesstimate, do you think?
I would say approximately 3 miles wide and about 6 miles long.
Just in Enderlin?
Just in the Enderlin area.
Chief, what type of morning is this for you and your department? How's your department holding up? As Sheriff Johnner mentioned, you probably know these people.
My department's holding together really well. I'm really proud of the guys and the job that they've done this morning throughout the event. And it's a tragic event because they are all close. We are a tight-knit community and everybody knows everybody.
How is the damage here and the impact compared to other nearby towns and cities?
I do not have a full report of the other damaged areas. I mean, obviously, we know that there are reports of other damaged areas, but in Cass County specifically, there are a few other areas to the east of here that have sustained some damage, but not to the extent that this particular area witnessed and was a result of. So,
what does the rest of the day look like for the both of you and the departments?
The fire guys, well, I'm going to try to get most of them home to get some sleep yet, but we've got some cleanup work to do. We'll probably still be driving around checking on neighbors and checking on livestock.
And for our office, it's a matter of getting people out to these rural areas. We obviously get extra patrol people out to the area to check on our residents just to make sure they're okay and then see if they need anything. And so for us, it's just really visibility and making sure we're there if people need us, and if they do need us, that we're a resource for them and can get them whatever they need.
Are any agencies like the American Red Cross coming out here that you know of?
We did contact the Red Cross. They had some specific questions on like displacement of individuals and things of that nature. A number of the people that were displaced out here have relatives or friends in the area, and they were able to go to those locations. So we didn't need to utilize them for any extra placement or any extra resources that way.
How many people were displaced or have damage to their homes? Do you have a rough estimate?
We don't have a full estimate of that. When we did our grid search, it was a combination of, you know, there were residents that were abandoned, so we don't know how many people left those places and went to other areas, other, you know, family members or whatever. And then, of course, some of the places that we went to that weren't damaged but were kind of along the storm path, some of those individuals didn't answer their door. And I mean, this is 4 or 5 in the morning when we're doing the check, so it's very possible that they were probably just sleeping, and that was the reason that we couldn't make contact with them.
Do you know this major power line just north of here, what area that serves? It's down.
Do you know, John?
No, I don't.
Okay.
How many homes would you say roughly checked? What was kind of the radius of it?
In our grid search that we did, there was approximately 25 homes that were occupied that we searched, and there's probably another 6 homes that were abandoned farmsteads, no longer utilized.
And I'm sorry, your name, sir?
John Anderson, Fire Chief, Enderland Fire.
Okay.
The home next to where the 2 fatalities were, was anybody inside that home at the time? I understand it's actually built into the ground.
Yep, that was the first residence that we were initially dispatched to. The one that I mentioned had lost the roof. We did make contact with them. I spoke with those individuals as well. As you can imagine, they were very shaken up at that time, and they obviously knew the neighbors to the east of them where we had loss of life. So it was, in my short time of speaking with them, it was very traumatic, as you can imagine, because they went through the storm and they were in their house when the roof blew off. And then on top of that, they learned that their neighbors had sustained a brunt of the storm track and had lost their life. So it was a tough situation for them. It was very traumatic. I spent some time there with them, and obviously they were very sad, and it was just, like I mentioned, it's not an easy situation to work through for them.
How often do you see an event like this, and because of the forecast, were you able to prepare anyway and get those extra resources in?
Well, we do prepare for things like this. Obviously, you can never predict exactly what a storm is going to do. In general, we prepare for them. Obviously, I'm not going to speak to Enderland Fire's training, but what I can tell you is that their staff was very professional and responded immediately. And the way that they assist us with the grid search was right on par. It was good to work alongside them, and I feel like we did a very good job searching the area. And like I said, we try to prepare for things like this, and and then you have the real situation, and that's when you can really tell when you're training, you know, how good it is. And I felt that it went as well as it could, given the circumstances and the conditions that we were working in.
Sorry, you know how 5 minutes late. Can I get your initial statement of what happened? How many?
Yep. Look, how about if we take questions here, and then we can do that?
Two questions. Any idea, have you been in communication with the National Weather Service, how strong the tornado was? Not its ranking on the scale, but how fast the winds may have been at the time?
I don't have that. I don't know if you do, John, but I don't have that.
And were the victims all located within their residence?
The residence isn't there anymore.
Right,
so,
okay.
I mean, their residence was dramatically affected by the wind. I mean, it's no longer there. So in the immediate area, yes, but not within the residence.
How far was the debris field for these, for the home?
It scatters for half a mile or a mile.
In your experience in law enforcement, for both of you and first responders, and compared to responding to other storms, how bad is this compared to what you've seen in the past around here?
Well, this is the worst one that our agency has responded to. I mean, we had loss of life.
This is by far the worst one in my 20-year career as a volunteer.
Do you have a message to the community or those who have been impacted by the storm?
Well, as I mentioned in the statement here, I mean, our hearts, our thoughts go out with people that were affected and their families, and the community here. This is a tight community, and most of the people that live out in this area know each other, see each other on a day-to-day basis, and like we mentioned, they're responding here as first responders and coming across these scenes, and so I think it's going to affect a lot of people for a long time.
And what do you say to people who may be driving around today and you know, with all the debris that may be out there as far as their own safety? Do you have any advice to them as far as them maybe wanting to check things out and concerning their safety?
Yeah, most certainly. If you look around the area here, we've got a number of power lines that are still down. Obviously, those power companies have been alerted to that. We had some power lines that were down just north of here on the roadway. And so there still could potentially be some very dangerous situations. Obviously, some structures have been affected by the wind. We don't know what damage is done to those structures. So, I guess my safety thoughts would be that we don't walk up to these areas that have been damaged to just look around. We don't want people doing that. If you see a power line down, alert us that the power line is down so we can come out and check on it, or get the power company out to check on it so we can get that taken care of. And as far as having people come out here and just drive around and look at things, that's not the best thing to do today, because we have families that are trying to pick up the pieces from the storm, and people driving around out here just to kind of get a look at things could hamper some of that for people that have been affected by what happened last night.
Do you have any other injuries or major damage up in northern Cass County? I went by a lot of deputies and search crews going.
Yeah, we don't have any reported injuries, but we have damage up that way. I know Hunter has damage in some areas around there. Our deputies are out this morning. We already kind of mentioned that a little bit. Our deputies are out just driving around, surveying the area, checking in with people, seeing if they need anything, things of that nature.
I noticed there was a cattle farm just east of here where the shed was completely on the other side of the road. It looks like it actually went over the cattle itself. Any word on any livestock lost during this storm?
Yeah, there is some livestock lost out here. And there were a number of farmers out searching for cows early this morning.
Anything else?
Again, last thing I would just say is that people respect everyone out in this area and what occurred last night, as people are kind of putting the pieces back together today of their lives. If we can, try to avoid this area. So, and then certainly, if there's any way that you can help the community, we would always reach out for that. I don't know what that would be right now, but I'm guessing maybe over the next couple days we might have some ways that people could help. But other than that, we're going to be out here. We want to let our citizens know that we'll be out here, and if they need anything, to make sure they call us so we can come in and assist them, whatever they need.
Do you know how long the tornado was on the ground?
No.
Was it ever visible or was it dark?
And it was dark.
Is that what kind of caught everyone off guard? Is that nobody could actually see this coming?
Right.
Yeah, I would guess that the it being dark outside definitely hindered it. I mean, when you can't see the thing coming, and next thing you know, the winds are high. Doesn't give you a lot of probably, you know, potential for a response time to get yourself to a safe safe location. So I would definitely think that it would have attributed to what happened.
And I don't know, I can't remember if this asked. Any idea how many homes roughly have been damaged or?
I would approximately say in the range of 10.
And they were all in the path of the tornado?
Yes.
Or is that also unrelated, you know, just storm damage in general?
No, just there's 10 in the path that we can verify right now.
Farmsteads and one of them.
Thank you.